Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Chapman throws the ball into Dickey who tags Cochran trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Crosetti. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Danny McFadden now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth throws the ball into Gehrig who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. Coleman scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop bunts for a single. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden spins and fires to second, and Kramer is picked off. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazary reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Williams moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 12-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 13-1, Athletics. George Uhel now pitching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig strikes out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lazary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bird moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bird scores. Lazary moves to third. It's 13-2, Athletics. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Yankees 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Doc Farrell now playing second base. Arnt Jorgens now catching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Higgins scores. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 14-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. 2 outs. It's 15-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bird. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 16-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Ed Majeski now catching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Yankees 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 16-3, Athletics. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 4 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.